Oh, we got a cool. We got a new theme song in here.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's from Larry.
Really?
Yeah. Let's check it out. Well, I think
an angel's smile is what you sell. You promised me heaven, then put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. When passion's a prison, you can't break free. Oh, you're a loaded gun, yeah.
Is that it?
Oh, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me. The damage is done.
The damage is done. You put me through hell, all right.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Stone Cold rolling here with you. This is Brad.
You're not.
And
you
Faith.
Don't
this is where
roll.
You say and Faith.
You don't roll.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
If I don't roll, it's because I'm rocking too much to roll. Now listen.
Oh, man. There's something seriously wrong with
you. My old school rodeo. Rodeo? Radio voice on tonight. That's right. This is Wolfman Jack coming at you live and I'm proud here. We got skins to play and jacks to flip and all kinds of things to go on here. And you never know what's going to happen next.
You never know.
Here on WKRB in Cincinnati. That was Dr. Fever. Remember Dr. Johnny?
Dr. Fever.
Kiddies, I'm going to have to go lay down to this dizzy. Dizzy
sound a little bit like Buford to me.
What? Wolfman Jack? Remember Dr. Fever? I have to go lay down just till this dizzy spell passes. I'll see you next time here in the operating room. And he'd play some, spin some song. Crazy.
Back when you really did spin.
Rick, when you really did spin songs, like this one right here.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
Bad name.
I play my part, and you play your game. You give love a bad name. You give love
a bad name.
A name.
You man. Whee!
You know what?
What?
You should never take Afrin and 3 ibuprofen
and
together.
And then try to sing a song?
No.
Oh, no. You're accusing Larry of doing drugs?
No, I'm saying you should never take Afrin, 3 ibuprofen, and then do a podcast.
Oh, is that what you're on?
I think so.
Wait, how many hands am I holding up?
I think there's a spider on your head.
I don't know what's going on here.
This is the big long pause.
Well, because you know why? Because this is when the music's playing. They actually sang these songs to music, and Brian Bridges was to put them to music.
Yeah.
But he lost them, and so he never got to put them to music. So this is the part where the music's actually playing.
Oh.
Once upon a time, not so long ago.
What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing.
What is this?
Tommy used to work on the dock.
Oh.
Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough.
Oh, yeah, it's tough. All right.
Ooh, so tough.
Why didn't I say I hated Eric Clapton? If I had just
because
said
that
I hated
would have been
Eric Clapton. That-
You because I wouldn't
Can
allow
I
you to
it?
Say that.
Can I change it? Can
you
I
are not
Eric
allowed.
Clapton
you
instead?
Are not allowed to say I hate Eric Clapton, even though they would sing Eric Clapton songs to us, which would be great. You can't say that. It's just not right. Eric Clapton is like a rock god genius.
Then why are they tormenting me with lame-o Bon Jovi?
Because they love you, and that's what people do who love you. You
John
make people
bon
do
Lel
this to you.
Lammy.
That's just dumb.
Well, so is he.
He isn't dumb. He's a very nice fellow from New Jersey.
He's a very nice fella from New Jersey.
He is. He's a nice guy.
He beat you up for saying
he loves,
that.
He would not. He loves his wife and he has cute kids and he's a nice
guy.
Wait
a minute. Having cute kids makes you a nice guy?
No, but I've had like seen a million interviews about him and from him talking and he's just a normal nice guy.
He owns a football arena.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah. He comes to Dallas a lot when we play him.
Mm-hmm.
Gino works the diner all day.
Well, you keep working playing for her it. Man.
She brings home her pay for love.
You don't have to play him.
For love.
The thing is you know all the
she
words,
says
too.
We've got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot.
Did you just spit Coke all over yourself? It's Coke all over. The microphone will never be the same. Did it go up your nose a little bit there?
Oh, it's burning.
No. Oh, it burns. Oh, it burns.
Afrin, 3 ibuprofen, and Diet Coke. Nothing good can come from that.
The reason why I know the words to these songs is because they played them 10 gazillion times from 1983 to 1987.
89.
Somewhere.
92,
there.
Actually.
I don't know. But it's just too many times to play the song. That's all I'm saying. Too many times. And it's not even that good.
Your smile on your lips, blood red nails on your fingertips. A schoolboy's dream. You act so shy.
And you're a Christian, sir.
Why are you singing this song?
Your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye. Oh.
No.
Oh! Yes, you got to give some emotion into it.
It's oh. It's not oh.
It's whoa, man.
Oh. Say after me. Repeat after me, Larry. Oh. Not oh. Uh-oh, I made boo-boo in my pants. No, it's, oh, you're feeling pain. She's it's pain. You gotta.
She's so hot, you can hardly stand it.
That's not what the song's about.
You're a loaded gun.
She is.
Who are they singing about?
Oh,
back it up.
There's nowhere to run.
Back it up. You're gonna
no
sing again.
One can save me. The damage is done. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
Bad
I play
name.
My part, and you play your game. You give love a bad name.
You gotta have that gravelly
you
thing.
You give love.
He's too pure.
Larry, you're too pure.
Too pure, Larry.
You're just too
And she
pure.
Was hot.
I don't think Larry can give anybody a bad name. I think that he's too pure to give people bad names.
Don't tell me she wasn't hot.
Who's hot?
The girl who gives
girl?
Love a bad name. The girl with the blood red nails who
no,
gives
she
love
wasn't
a bad
hot.
Name.
She
yes,
was,
she was
a tramp.
That doesn't mean she wasn't hot.
I think my definition of hot and your definition of hot is two different things.
No. He would have fallen for if she wasn't hot and got shot through the heart.
I don't think he'd be singing.
Oh, shut
if
up.
If he got shot through the heart.
It's just a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for what?
I don't know.
Oh.
You're making it up.
I'm just making it up as you go along.
I am just making stuff up. Afrin.
Afrin?
Afrin, 3 ibuprofen, and Diet Coke. Not a good mix.
No?
No. Should not.
Shot through the heart.
Oh, come on.
You're too blame.
Why do you keep playing
you
it?
You give love
I think it's
a
over.
Bad name.
Bad name.
I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name.
Bad name.
You to the heart and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
Bad name.
I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name.
Bad name.
You give love
a bad name.
You give love a bad name.
For love.
You give love.
We'll give it a shot.
You
oh,
give love a
we're
bad
halfway
name.
There.
Oh, 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 I screamed really loud. Because, oh, wait, I forgot. I must have hit pause there.
And we'll make it, I swear.
At least, I mean, she's actually singing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Living on a prayer. Oh, this is what the music is.
Yeah.
Tommy's got his six string in high.
Now, is that Tommy Shaw from Styx?
I don't know.
Or Tommy Lee from Motley Crue? I don't know which Tommy they're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, he wrote the song about somebody.
Yeah.
Now he's holding in what he used to make it talk so tough.
What's she talking about?
He's just singing the words.
Yeah, holding it in when he used to make it talk. Is that by the guitar?
Like, I would guess, yeah.
It's tough.
It's tough, though.
It's tough.
Well, I know it's just tough.
Gina dreams of running away.
Now, we know a lot of Ginas.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's some.
But there's a lot of Ginas in New Jersey, I would imagine.
You think?
So, yeah,
it's a good New Jersey name.
It's a very Italian name, Gina.
Gina.
Yeah. Hey, Gina.
Hey. What are you doing?
What are you doing? You bring me a pizza, Gina? What's up with what? Sorry. Where's Tommy? Oh, okay. I don't know. He's a Trekkie.
He's a Trekkie. Hey.
When she cries in the night, Tommy whispers, baby, it's okay.
Yeah, that's not whispering.
No, she's not whispering.
That's not whispering.
Shh,
whisper. Whisper, it's okay.
Whisper, it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Someday.
Over the rainbow.
Somewhere.
Birds fly.
That's somewhere.
Birds fly over the rainbow.
Okay, Judy.
Someday so will I.
We've got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Actually, it does make a difference.
It does, really.
If you live your entire life just holding on to what you got and not caring whether you make it or not, then what kind of instructions are these? What kind of inspirational song is this for teenagers?
Doesn't matter.
We got each other, and that's a lot for love.
Is he saying she's fat?
Don't go there.
We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear.
Now, wait a minute. He just said, well, I don't know if we're going to make it or not. Now he's swearing.
Now
he will
make
it. You're not supposed to swear. It's a swearing
song. Let your yes
song.
Be yes and your no be no.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Bon Jovi crapo. Crapola.
It isn't.
You break it down line by line. It's nothing but a bunch of crap.
Spandex.
If it wasn't for Tommy Sambora, you wouldn't know who Bon Jovi, whatever his name is.
Oh, living on a prayer.
By the way, she's doing this song much better than he ever did.
Prayer, living on a prayer.
And she's doing it acapella without music.
Acapella.
That's what I said. Acoustic.
Acoustic is not without music, darling.
What?
Acoustic doesn't mean
she's doing it unplugged.
Music.
She's doing it unplugged.
That's a cappella.
Who?
Acoustic is unplugged.
I saw them in concert.
We've got to hold on, ready or not. You live for the fight when it's all that you've got.
Yeah! Hey, where's the guitar? What happened to this? Oh, man, I was all psyched.
It's gone.
What? She quit.
Why do they keep leaving?
She quit.
Why do they keep leaving? Are you pausing them?
No. She left that time.
Oh, that was it.
She quit. Oh, well. Hey, listen, we got stuff to talk about.
You know what? We love Eric Clapton. Please sing those songs.
Did we even ever start? Yeah, we did start the show, didn't we?
Did we? I don't remember anymore.
It doesn't matter, does
it?
What
movie did we come here to see anyway?
If we make it or not?
It doesn't. What's the difference?
We're just living for what we got.
Yep, living on a prayer.
Hold on to stuff and living on a prayer and all that. Yeah.
What movie did I come here to see?
We were going to see this movie one time, and we were watching previews, and we watched previews for like 15 minutes.
It was the most previews I've ever
and
seen.
And we got to the movie early anyway. And so.
You've been sitting there forever.
Yeah, we've been sitting there for like 45 minutes before the movie actually. And I'm sitting there watching previews, and I lean over and I go, Faith, What movie did we come to see?
That's been our joke ever since.
And she looked over at me, she goes, I don't remember.
I don't know what we're here to say.
And neither one of us could remember.
We don't know what, we didn't know what we were, and then it came, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, 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 that's right.
Yeah. So now that's our thing.
That's our thing. That's our thing. We have a thing.
We have lots of things, darling.
Excuse me? I don't think I appreciate that. Wait, do I appreciate that?
I don't even know why you would think that's a bad thing.
Oh, is it not a bad thing?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I appreciate that.
We have lots
that.
Of inside things. Inside.
I appreciate that. I really do.
You're not supposed to talk like that anymore, remember?
I'm not?
You're making a concerted effort to not speak hick.
I didn't speak hick. I said I appreciate that. I really do.
Uh-huh. That's hick.
That's hick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how Buford speaks.
No, what I said was I'm going to concerted effort not to say...
Get her done. Get her done.
I don't say get her done.
Get her done.
Wow.
It's okay, annoying.
That's abrasive.
Now you know how I feel.
That's not what I said.
Naked.
I said, what did I say?
Get her done.
No, I didn't say get her done. I've never said get her done.
Yes, you have.
No, I didn't.
And you say naked.
I said do her. I said we'll do her.
We'll do her.
Yeah.
That's just rude.
And that I said that and I couldn't believe it came in my mouth. And
it's
I was
just
like,
not right.
Wow, okay.
You are not married to me in saying that.
No, I'm not even me in saying that. I don't know who that was.
I don't know. You said we had stuff to talk about, but I don't have any idea what we have to talk about.
We wanted to talk about this thing that the Oprah heresy has going on. And she's turned herself into a religion. She's gotten so popular and so full of herself that she thinks she can get you to heaven.
Yep. And what an interesting statement that is, yeah. Right there.
Yeah. So, she made a statement about, what about the guy on the desert island? Well, first of all, I don't know any guy on a desert island. And if I did know a guy on a desert island, I'd make sure he knew about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell him the gospel. Because what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. What is the good news? The good news is that you don't have to pay for your sins. That there's another Jesus, there is a way to the Father. That somebody has paid for your sins. We died in... And look. If your grandfather died when he was 3 years old, guess what? You'd have died in him. You would have never existed, right? Well, that's what happened to us. We all know that, right? Adam died and we're all dead in him, yeah. and all that. But the good news is that there's a way. Now... Oprah gets confused, and maybe some Christians get confused, too. I don't know.
Oh, there's a lot of them getting confused.
About what got the guy on the desert? I know. The reason why I'm bringing this up, the reason why I care, is because one of my Christian friends said this. I mean, said, well, she's kind of right, isn't she? I mean, God wouldn't let the guy on the desert island die just because he didn't know the name of Jesus. Okay, God doesn't let anybody die. Look, what do you want him to do? Okay? Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. He could have thrown them in hell right there.
Yep.
And all this
could
have been
done
over
with it.
It'd have been done and over with. But no. He loved us so much that he let them go out into the world. Now spiritually they died, but he let them go out into the world so that they
gave him another chance.
Gave them to God a second chances. He also gave the law.
Mm-hmm. So to help them find him.
He also gave us the prophets. Mm-hmm. He also gave us the covenants. I mean, it started off with the covenants, then it was the law, then it was the prophets.
And finally he gave his son.
And then he actually became man. And died on the cross, suffered humility of all that, and died on the cross for our sins so that we could, have a relationship with him and get to heaven and everything be okay.
Because that's all he's ever wanted, is to have a relationship with us. He loves us and he wants us to love him.
Oprah, what do you want him to do? What else can he do? And what has he asked us to do? All he's asked us to do is to tell other people what he's done. So, Oprah, with your millions and gazillions of dollars, and you're worried about the people in Africa not going to heaven, God wouldn't send those people to hell just because of it. Look, hell is where we go. That when you die, you go to hell. Now, some people believe that's separation from God. I tend to believe, I don't know what I believe about that. But it's very possible that it's not separation from God. It may be very possible that it's in the presence of God without a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh.
God is the all-consuming fire. So, if you're there and you don't have something between you, then you die. You don't live forever. I heard this other statement by a Christian. It says you live forever. It's just
matter where you're going to be.
Heaven or hell. No.
No.
No, 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 no. You're not promised eternal life unless you have Christ. The only way you have eternal life is through Christ. Otherwise, you die. Now, you may keep dying until you're dead, right? And that may take a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it's an eternal punishment. In other words, there's no way to get out of it once you're there. You can't work yourself out of hell.
Right.
And that may, you know, and I don't know. Some people say, well, does that last forever? Well, it may. I don't know. I've never been there. Yeah. I don't want to find out. Okay.
No kidding.
But the point of the matter is that it's not life. That's clear in the Bible. It's not life. There's no life in hell. It's death. So let's get all that straight. We're dead.
And there's only one way. That's the thing. They're saying there's more than one way. She's saying there's more than one way.
Right.
That's this newer.
She says there has to be more than one way because God wouldn't allow people who don't know Jesus Christ to die without him. Now listen, there are people who have died without Jesus Christ and still, now when I say without Jesus Christ, I mean without knowing the name.
Like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Job. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. These people got to heaven by faith in Jesus Christ without even knowing his name. Yeah. So you can have faith in him without even knowing his name, at least prior to him dying.
Because it was counted to them as righteousness.
But there is still only one way to the Father, only one way to heaven, only one way. And that's through Jesus Christ and through faith in him. And so, there you go.
It makes me crazy.
It does make me crazy.
It makes me crazy. I sent like a really long email about this.
So what the fallacies are, God sends people to hell. He doesn't. Okay.
No, we make the choice, people.
Now, in the end, everybody will be resurrected and judged and then thrown into the lake of fire. Okay, yes. Okay, so at that time, yes, there will be
But you made the choice.
But before then, yeah, okay. So there's hate. You go to Hades, and that's just where you go, man. That's where you got to go. But if you have a relationship with the Lord and through Jesus Christ, you don't have to go there anymore. That's the good news. So tell people the good news and stop worrying about the guy on the desert island. And if you're worried about the guy on the desert island, go to the desert island and tell him.
That's right.
Makes me crazy in my head. Gives me a twitch in my eyeball.
It does. It makes him twitch. Support missionaries who can go tell him if you can't.
Okay. That's enough of that. I'm tired. Did you bring in a soapbox? I didn't know it was. It's crazy. Soapbox. Sorry. I'm done. Let's get out of here. It's enough. Enough is enough is enough, and that's enough.
Get out.
Right. Every word I said is true. No. I'm being completely accurate in the statement. To the best of my ability and knowledge. I swear to tell the whole truth and the truth. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, if you're going to take the oath and you swear on the Bible that you're going to tell the whole truth and that you're going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be there a long time.
No,
and they're all going to hear some truth, baby.
Ooh.
So
more than they want to know.
Be careful when you call me as a character witness because this is going to be some truth told, if you know what I mean. Because that kind of platform can't be taken lightly.
No.
That's all I got to say. There. Don't get me riled up. Don't get me riled up, people. People call me up singing Bon Jovi songs to me. I get riled up. Bye, con Dios, everybody.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.